There's no artificial intelligence here, only genuine dementia on the news. I'm Whimsical Will reporting.
I hope you're ready to have fun with me now. Turn to the first page of the story and let's go. I'm going to
Disneyland. California man sets a world record after visiting Disneyland for nearly 3,000 consecutive days.
There are several ways to visit this happy place.
Right.
If this is your first visit, you may enjoy the guided tour.
Huntington Beach man Jeff Reitz was unemployed in 2012 and started visiting the theme park daily with his annual pass.
I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland.
He ultimately made it to Disneyland on 2,995 consecutive days before the COVID-19 pandemic forced the park to close for more than a year beginning in March of 2020.
And now we're all down here at the real Disneyland. Come on in. Oh, look, there's Mickey Mouse and Minnie.
But just last month, Guinness recognized his achievement.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Right. He's also been named an honorary citizen of Disneyland.
It was your weird plan to spend more time in Fantasyland.
Though his marathon couldn't happen these days due to pass limitations and reservation requirements.
I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing.
I know someone who tried to set a similar record, but one day he saw a street sign that said Disneyland left, so he turned around and went home.
Whoa. Who needs writers, huh?
You want to take a left at Disneyland.
But you know, after nearly 3,000 consecutive days of Disneyland, I would need an Anaheimlich maneuver. Oh. Whoa. And it would give me Disney spells, too.
Hey, come on. Cut the clowning, will you?
Poppies. Hey, the Pentagon is warning troops about eating poppy seeds before taking a drug test.
Poppy.
Of course, this is fairly common knowledge.
I found out why I was testing positive for opium.
Poppy seeds!
But a recent study suggests some poppy seed variants have higher codeine contamination than previously thought.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the positive urine analysis result could undermine the department's ability to identify illicit drug use.
I did have a poppy seed bagel for breakfast, which could give a positive urine test.
It's the old poppy seed bagel excuse.
Poppy!
And if your test comes back positive for not just opiates, but also...
some pot and some... Mm-hmm.
Maybe say it was from an everything bagel?
Because you see, when you really put everything on a bagel, it collapsed in on itself.
I'm Whimsical Will riding my pony through the poppy fields, but I'll get off my high horse because that's the demented news.
Wasn't that a good story? Now, push fast forward till you reach the end of the tape. Then turn it over and start it again, and we'll have some more fun.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
Bobby.
I'm going to Disneyland.